जानामीति तमेव भान्तमनुभाति। एतत् समस्तं जगत् तस्मै श्री गुरुमूर्तये नमः इदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये। नानाछिद्रघटोदरस्थितमहादीपप्रभाभास्वरं ज्ञानं यस्य तु चक्षुरादिकरण द्वारा बहिस्पन्दते। जानामीति तमेव भान्तमनुभात्येतत् समस्तं जगत् तस्मै श्रीगुरुमूर्तये नमः इदं श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तये। The first two lines is what we will see first, then we'll go into the other two lines if time permits. Nana means many, multiple. Chidra, holes. Ghata, pot. Udara, belly. So, pot belly. Not the store, the restaurant pot belly, but the belly of the pot. There is a sthita, there is place, there is staying. Mahadipa, a great lamp. And the prabha, prabha, the light. Bhaswaram is very effulgent. So the bright effulgent light of that lamp which is placed in the belly of a pot which has many different holes. This is one word. The whole word. One line and Adi Shankaracharya gives so much meaning to it. This is the example. So we saw that a lamp is placed, and in that lamp is placed in a pot, and it has a hole. So through that, it illumines other objects. Jnanam, jnanam, knowledge. So what is this bhaswaram? This bhaswaram, this effulgence of the lamp is compared to the effulgence of the knowledge that aham brahmasmi, knowledge of tattvamasmi. Yasya, whose the paramatma, that great person, the soul, guru, dakshinamurti, or Ishvara, whatever we want to call it, but Yasya, one whose knowledge is compared to that effulgence of that great lamp which is placed in the pot belly with many holes. What does it do? What does that knowledge do? Chakshuradi karana dwara, by the means of chakshu adi. So the senses, the five sense organs of perception. Through these five organs of perception, bahihi spandate, it goes external, it goes out. And then we are able to have the perception of the world. Okay. So world is not able to shine on its own. It requires something that has the ability to shine, to make it shine. So now we need to see why the world doesn't have the ability to shine on its own. and why we are able to illuminate it. And this requires you to go back to your Tattvabodha knowledge to understand. And I'm sure everybody knows Tattvabodha, so it is very simpler to understand also. But let's start with some basic understanding. When we say chit, chit means consciousness, right? That we are all aware of. Chit means consciousness. Chidabhasa. Have you heard of this term? Chidabhasa. Abhasa means reflection. Chit abhasa means reflection of consciousness. The consciousness which is reflected. Now, in order for reflection to happen, what do you require? You require something that has the ability to reflect. Like a mirror. We are here, wherever you are staying, you have your reflection is happening in the wall in front of you. Correct? Your image is being reflected in the wall in front of you. But you can't see the reflection back because it doesn't have the medium to reflect it back. Correct? So if you stand in front of a wall, there is a reflection there. But you can't see it because it doesn't have the medium to reflect it back. So you require a medium for it to reflect back. That is what we are saying. What is that medium for it to reflect back? That is what we call as antahkaran, our inner instrument. The mind, intellect, memory, and our chitta. So these four are what we call as antahkaran. If you remember from Tattvabodha, what is Antahkarana made out of? Antahkarana is made of Samashta Sattvika Amsha. When the creation happened, the first thing that came about was that Akasha. Then Akasha, Vayu. Vayu, all the five elements. Right? Now each element has Sattvic aspect, Rajasic aspect, and Tamasic aspect. Correct? That's how we divide up the elements. The Sattvic aspect of individual elements, meaning of the space, of the air, of the fire, water, earth, each of them give us the ability to have a perception. So senses, so gnanendriya, that is what we get. But when you combine all five of these, meaning the space, air, fire, water, earth, when we combine all five of them, then that samashti is what we get as mind. Okay. So from the sattvic aspect comes mind. And when we say something is sattvic, it has the ability to reflect. It has the ability to mimic that which is there. So therefore, because of the medium of the mind intellect, the chit consciousness is able to reflect. That is point number one. Now let's talk about the world. What about the objects of the world? What do the objects of the world come from. So again, going back to Tattvabodh, the Rajasic aspect gives us the Karmendriya, correct? The five elements, the Rajasic aspect gives us Karmendriya. And then the Tamasic aspect is where the Panchikarana process begins. And in that Panchikarana process, one element gets combined with the other elements, and then the grossification process starts. And from the grossification process is what this entire world of names and forms come about. Right? And that's what we're talking about as this jagat, this world. So from what did this come out of? It came out of tamas. And what is tamas? Tamas is ignorance. Tamas is darkness, not knowing. Doesn't have the ability to reflect. Okay. So although world has existence, world has consciousness, it doesn't have antahkarana to reflect. And because it doesn't have antahkarana to reflect, the world cannot shine on its own for us. Never it will happen that it will shine on its own for us. It requires a light for it to shine. Without that light, it will not be possible. Is this idea clear thus far? What we are talking about? I hope I have not lost anybody.
Thirenji.
Yes.
I have a question. I'm trying to understand. So the sun and moon, for example, sun is so bright. I feel that I have no way to, you know, sun itself is shining the world for me, right? So I am not doing anything. It is doing everything for me. So in that case, how do I understand this, explanation that, I am, the world is there, but it is through my senses I am able to see, perceive this.
Okay. Just from the example of sun and moon, if we just take that, moon is able to illumine the earth at night. But it can only do that if the sun exists in the planetary system. If there was no sun in this planetary system, then that moon is basically a rock which can emit no light of its own. So what did the moon do? It borrowed its effulgence from the sun to make the earth shine at night. So catch the idea of borrowing the effulgence to make it shine. So what is the light of the sun doing? The light of the sun is merely illumining the material objects of this world. But if we connect this idea to your question, how do I reconcile about my consciousness with the light of this light of the sun? Well, when the sun is not shining at night, do we require that light to tell us that I am existing? No. We do not require the sun's light to know that I am, because my existence, my feeling that I am existing, is not dependent on that sun. It is completely independent. Therefore, when I shine, I give effulgence to that light. is that idea. But this is a different thought process. What is important to catch is the illumination of the world is not its own. It is borrowed. And because it is borrowed, it requires something else to make it shine. And similarly, is when do we know that the sun is shining? When do we know that the sun is shining? Is when we are able to perceive through our senses the bright light of the sun. Even if you don't have senses, still people have the ability to know. If you don't have eyes, still people are able to tell that it is day or it is night. Because that inner perception is still continuing. Just the external apparatus has been faulty. That's why we're not able to see the actual light. But the senses are still functioning. So the senses are still telling me. So what is the idea? Senses are telling me the world is shining. So it is going out and throwing its light on the world. Now, to further elaborate this idea, okay, there is something, and you've heard of this term also many times, there's something called vritti. You've heard of this word, vritti? No. Vritti means a thought modification. And the thought is modified when it captures an object. When it changes from one object to another object to another object, the vritti changes. That is what we call as a vritti. If in front of my mind, I bring in a picture of Gurudev, then my mind has taken a shape of, if it's just the form, then the form of Gurudev. If I switch from that form to a football player, then it changed the form. So my vritti changed. Now I am thinking about football or basketball player or an actor or TV star. Or if I look at an object, a chair, a table, as the object changed, the vritti changed. So what is vritti? Vritti is a modification of a thought. Now, when the thought is happening, when we are able to perceive a thought, what is really happening, that we should also understand. Thought is happening where? At the antahkarana level, correct? Where are we able to think? At an antahkarana, correct? So at an antahkarana, we're able to think. So this antahkarana, it reaches out to that object and it envelops that object. Where is it enveloping? Not outside. It is enveloping in our mind. So we should not think that, you know, there is some force going out through our senses and it is enveloping and then we're able to. No, there's nothing like that. In our mind, an envelopment is happening of that object. It is taking that shape and then we are able to perceive the object. So that enveloping of the object is what we call in Sanskrit as vritti vyapti. A technical term, but that is what is happening. Okay, vritti vyapti. This is the function of the antahkarana. Okay. One of the functions of the antahkarana is to go to the object envelop the object, and we have the thought. But what did we say is antahkarana? Antahkarana is the medium where consciousness is reflected. So with antahkarana, when it is going out, it is also carrying that light of consciousness with it, isn't it? Because it is a reflected consciousness. So that reflection, that light is also, meaning the consciousness, that shine is also going with that antahkarana towards the object. Okay. Catching the idea thus far? Where have I lost you guys? It is very simple only. Don't complicate the idea. See, antahkarana we said. Antahkarana is our thought. But thought is nothing but the object which is external in the world that has been grasped by that thought. So when it grasps the object, it requires the light to illumine the object. Then only it can know that I have seen the object. Correct? Without the light, you cannot see the object. So you require the light to see the object. So when the light of the consciousness, the reflection of consciousness, goes along with the vritti and falls on that object, we come to know that I have perceived this object. That is what we call as phalabhut. So in order to perceive the world, two things are required: vritti vyapti, phalabhyapti. This is how perception of the world occurs. Okay. If you're not clear, let me give you an example, and hopefully that should be clear. Again, imagine that there is a room. Dark room. In this dark room, let's say there's a bulb. We'll change the lamp into bulb. Because the example I'll give, our intellect will tell us that is not possible. What is not possible? If you put a lamp, a candle light, and you cover that candle light with some dark object, it is going to get extinguished, right? There's no oxygen, so it extinguishes. That's why, in order for me to give this example, I require that which will continue to shine even when it is covered. So there is a lamp, which is a bulb shining. But this bulb is covered by a pot. When it is covered by the pot, actually, no, let's not go with that example. Let me change the example. Wash out that idea. I will come to the example of lamp in a different way. First, let me just go to the example of simple things. Let's just say, there's a ball, okay? Tennis ball. This tennis ball is covered by a pot. Okay? So on a table, there's a tennis ball and it is covered by a pot. And the room is dark. You go to a room, but you don't turn on the lights. You need to figure out where is the pot. You have a stick in your hand and you just tap the pot because somebody told you that it is inside that pot. So you just tap the pot and you break the pot. Will the tennis ball be visible to you? No. No. Because what did the breaking of the pot do? The breaking of the pot illumined the tennis ball for you. Because the tennis ball is there. So the vritti vyapti happened of the tennis ball. Correct? But the phala vyapti, meaning that I perceived the tennis ball, did not happen because the light which was necessary to reach that tennis ball was not there. When you switched the light on, at that time you came to know, yes, that's a tennis ball. So at that time what happened? The phala vyapti also happened, that you have a recognition that I have now seen a tennis ball. Now, what happened here? The instrument which created the phala vyapti and the instrument which created the vritti vyapti were two different things. How did the vritti vyapti happen? By me breaking the pot. How did phala vyapti happen? With the turning of the light. Right? But with our antakarana, with our mind, what happens? Both are same. Our mind has the ability to go to the object and envelop the object. So we are now able to capture the object. By envelop, we mean capture the object. We are able to come to know that this is the object. But then the light of consciousness falls on that same object, and with that light falling there, I come to recognize I have seen the object. That's the phala vyapti. Okay. So the entire world is like this. Therefore, it doesn't have a shine on its own. It requires the light from within to travel through the senses, fall on the object, and then I'm able to have this vision that this is the light.
Dhiranji, even in this example,
yes,
that when you referred that vritti vyapti happened,
yes,
that is also, you mentioned that is antahkarana.
Yes.
And when we are talking about with the help of the light, when we see the ball, that also you mentioned as consciousness. That is chidabhasa. That, like, how are you differentiating that vritti vyapti, phala vyapti in terms of the antahkarana that you used?
Right. So in terms of antahkarana, vritti vyapti and phala vyapti both are same.
Okay.
Meaning antahkarana is doing this process simultaneously. With the example that I shared of the tennis ball and the pot, it was two different instruments giving us the knowledge that I have perceived the ball. You turn on the light, but you don't break the pot. What happens? You're not going to see the tennis ball. Correct? So phala vyapti happened, but vritti vyapti didn't happen. Right? So two different instruments is able to give you that, but that is to show how these two instruments really work. With the antakarana, it is happening simultaneously. The moment I perceive an object, a thought modification happens in the mind. That thought modification is what we call as the vritti. And when the consciousness lights fall on it, that is the phala, that is the cognition of that object.
So perception and cognition, that is the same, right? To be,
yes,
able to,
both are same.
So it's that instant that it happens. So vritti,
yeah,
will only happen if there is cognition.
Phala vyapti happens when there is cognition. Vritti Vyapti happens when there is, when it, you know, goes and hugs that object. When the mind takes the form of that object, that is Vritti Vyapti. But it happens simultaneously that we don't separate these two out. There is no way to separate it out. We would not call our antakarana antakarana if it did these two things separately. It does it so simultaneously that that's why it is called antakarana. But there are two processes happening. And it's important to know these two processes because, and I will tell the example, and we don't have enough time, but we'll need to take up this point next week to see this idea. Now we go back to that lamp idea, that light bulb idea. Okay? So replace the tennis ball with light bulb. Okay? So there's a light bulb which is covered by the pot. Okay? Light bulb covered by the pot. You break the pot. Do you require the light to switch on to see the bulb? You do not require that light anymore because the phala vyapti is already there inherent in that light. This light bulb is my nature. Through the process of tattvamasi, by creating and cultivating this brahmakara vritti, that's why vritti vyapti. When we created this brahmakara vritti, it went and it enveloped Brahman. And when it went and enveloped Brahman, it broke that ignorance that I am limited. But the moment it broke that, it did not require the antahkarana's light to illuminate because I am the consciousness, I am the self. So the self shines on its own. This is the second portion of the shloka. So we'll see this further in detail with the next class. Okay. But very simple idea, I will rephrase it again of what we are talking about. Adi Shankaracharya said that there is a lamp which is placed in a pot, and this pot has many holes. Through this hole, the light which is there in the pot goes out and illumines the object of the world. Gnanam, the person's knowledge, is like this light, which through the medium of the chakshuradikarana, through the instruments of our senses, bahihi spandate, reaches externally and illumines the objects of the world for us. This simple two line is clarifying for us that the world doesn't have its own shine because it is coming from the tamasic aspect, therefore it doesn't have the ability to shine on its own. It requires sattva to illuminate, and that sattva is our antahkarana, which goes and illumines it. So I'm able to know the world not because of the senses. Senses are not illumining it. The light which is going through the medium of the senses and illuminating it. And what is that light? That is the light of consciousness. Sure, the antahkarana is going up, but what is antahkarana? Is the reflected consciousness. And that reflection alone is going up. So this now understanding needs to be developed further. Okay. But this much is the idea for today's class. I will, let's do prayer, and if you still have questions, we'll entertain a few questions. But if no questions are there, no problem. But let's do prayer, and we can conclude the class. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Hari Om Dhiranji, thank you.
Hari Om.
Thank you.
So Dhiranji, that the final summary I kind of understood, and again, in the next class, will you be bringing together this idea of phala vyapti and vritti vyapti? Is there a possibility that where independently those things might happen? In antakarna, you say that those two things happen at the same time. It is.
They will never happen independently.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. They will always be together. Yes. But the purpose to explain the vritti vyapti and phala vyapti is to show that phala vyapti is fruitless when it comes to knowing the nature of the self. Because you do not require that light to illumine the lamp which is already illumined.
Okay. Okay, now I get
the
it.
Phala vyapti is not necessary. So one who is using this knowledge that I am Brahman, they cannot know the Brahman through this thought that I am Brahman. So what is that thought doing? That thought is going and enveloping Brahman. That is all it is doing. And the moment it goes and envelops Brahman, it creates the vritti that I am Brahman. But the moment I create this vritti, I am Brahman, my ignorance, ahankara, goes away. The phalavyapti is happening. I'm not saying that the phalavyapti is not happening at that time when the vritti envelops Brahman. Phalavyapti is happening. But that phalavyapti is like the light of the firefly in front of the sun. You do not require it. It's fruitless because the sun shines so brightly that you come to know.
Thank you, Peter.
Hari Om Dhiranji.
Hari Om. And Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year. Thank you, Dhiranji.
Thank you, Dhiranji.
Thank you, Dhiranji. Thank you, Dhiranji. Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om.
Hari Om, Dhiranji. Happy New Year.